You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take our Bibles and get ready for the scripture. Thank you, orchestra, for being in your spot. And I want to thank God's people all summer. There's a great crowd up on this balcony tonight and down below. And all summer we've had great crowds. And I want to thank you for your faithfulness to God's house all summer long. Faithfulness to soul winning, fit on the buses. Thank you for your financial support. And let's just keep it up here this last couple weeks. We're starting school. I'd like you to pray for Robert Simmons. Brother Simmons and I have a phone call tomorrow morning with a pastor up here in East Palo Alto. We want to borrow his church. We're starting churches up the peninsula, both sides of the peninsula, with Golden State Baptist College, from here to San Francisco Airport and from here to Oakland Airport. We're at the base of the bay, and you go up to both sides. Most of these cities have no churches open tonight, none. Couldn't be saved if you wanted to get saved. Most of these cities have churches open Sunday mornings, couldn't be saved. No knowledge of God. And we're excited about starting a church. A pastor's kind of eager to rent us the building. And I'll have a lot more to say about that after tomorrow. So we got a Zoom call tomorrow, and I want you to pray for that. Pray that God would give us great college students to work with us in that endeavor, and that they have a great desire to see these churches. I think we have 19 rest homes this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but 19 rest homes. And these boys go in there, these girls, they sang, they preach. And then we have the bus ministry and the Sunday school ministry and now the chapel ministry. And I'm very, very excited about all that God is going to do. We need more students is what we need. It takes a lot of manpower to keep all these things going. We're going to start these chapels for Sunday morning only. And then if there's an interest, we'll get shuttle buses and drive them in here on Sunday night. And I want you to welcome them. You know, next Sunday night, Sunday morning, we're going to welcome back home to our staff, Brother Elisha Swanson and Lauren Kirby Swanson. And they're coming to join us for the next couple of years. They're wonderful, wonderful, godly people. And they're going to be very busy. So I want you to pray for them. They leave out after revival meeting tomorrow night. They'll leave on Tuesday morning and begin to make their way here for staff orientation next week. Well, tonight I'll preach, but it's more of a Bible study tonight. I want you to sort of catch on with me. And let's have a word of prayer. Father, I pray that God's people would have a desire to listen to the Word of God. This morning was such a powerful demonstration. These bus teenagers, they listened so well today. Thank you for the packing out of the auditorium up in the balcony of them. I thank you for those kids. I thank you for the attention to the Word of God. I didn't see anybody sleeping or nodding off. Thank you for their faithfulness. And I pray that tonight you'll cause us to be alert to this truth that we have to discover tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Recently, I discovered what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. You have already discovered it. I'm certain you're going to say, well, I saw that years ago. I have never seen it till recently. And it's just right here in the Bible. I want to read some scripture with you, then I'm going to have you read with me. We're going to keep going. We're going to use our Bible tonight, if it's okay with you. This is a Baptist church, last time I checked. I want you to catch the two words that go together. We're in chapter 1, verse 2, first of all. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Go with me to chapter 2, verse 2. I think you'll start to catch it. Let's see. Chapter 2, verse 2. Ready? Begin. So that thou incline thine ear unto. How about chapter number 2? Let's look at verse number 6. 2:6. Proverbs. Did I tell you Proverbs? You know, this would go a lot faster if you just think like I think, folks. Good night. We just wasted 15. That was 20 minutes we just wasted. I wonder why no one was reading. All right. Welcome home, the Simpsons, newly married couple. We're glad you're here. Chapter 2 for you morons tonight. Chapter 2, verse 2. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. So that thou incline thine ear. Powerful words there. They go hand in hand together. Verse number 6, ready? Begin. For the Lord giveth wisdom. There are those two words again. Chapter 3, verse 13, ready? Begin. Happy is the man that. I think you're probably catching the two words. How about chapter 4? Chapter 4 and verse number 5, chapter 4, verse 5. Ready? Begin. Get wisdom.
Get understanding.
How about 4:7? 4:7. Ready? Begin. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Therefore, get wisdom.
How about chapter 5, verse 1? Ready? Begin. My son. How about chapter 7? Let's go to chapter 7 and verse number 4. 7:4. Ready? Begin. Say unto wisdom. Call understanding. How about chapter number 8, verse 1? Ready? Begin. Doth thou wisdom. How about verse 5? Ready? Begin. O ye simple. How about verse 14? Ready? Begin. Chapter 9. Let's read chapter 9, verse number 10. Ready? Begin. Are you getting the two words? They go back together all the time. I never saw it till just recently. Wisdom and understanding. And we have to have both of them. Let's go on. How about chapter number 10? Chapter number 10, verse number 13. Let's read it. Ready? Begin. How about 23? Ready? Begin. Now, I didn't tell you chapter 10, but come on, folks. You didn't get that, did you? All right, I'll tell you the chapter. How about chapter 11, verse 12? Ready? Begin. How about chapter 14, verse 33? 14. In verse number 33, we're skipping over several of these, but we'll get a few more. Chapter 14 and verse number 33. Ready? Begin. How about chapter 15, verse 21? I'm going to stop in just a moment. 21. Chapter 15, 21. Ready? Begin. Sixteen. Ready? Begin. Chapter 17, verse 24. Ready? Begin. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding. How about chapter 18, verse number 2? Ready? Begin. How about 19, verse 8? 19, verse 8. Ready? Begin. How about chapter 21, verse 30? I've just got two or three more I'll give you. Chapter 21, verse number 30. Ready? Begin. How about 23:23, my favorite proverb? 23:23. Ready? Begin.
Buy the truth and sell it not. Also
Two more. 24. We'll stop at this. 24, verse 3. Ready? Begin. You know, these two words are always, it seems like, not all the time, but they're always together. They're twins. But they don't mean the same. One always speaks to the heart, and one speaks to the head. The unsaved person can get the one to the head. But only the saved person can get the one that gets to the heart. You take with me understanding. Understanding comes from the head. It means to know. Understand this. And so you can go to college, San Jose State, and that's okay. I'm not down in San Jose State. I'm just saying you can go to San Jose and get a degree in engineering or get a degree in law enforcement and have understanding, and you can get A pluses. You can go to Evergreen College and get straight A's in mathematics. If you are, you're a nerd. Nobody that's a good Christian likes mathematics. The Simpsons, we were talking about that tonight. And so maybe you can talk to your son about this, or I'll see you at the invitation. He likes mathematics. Strange boy, very strange boy, but I love him. You know, you can get an A plus without having wisdom because you have understanding. You understand sciences. You know, understand equations. You understand chemicals. You understand architecture. You can have understanding, and understanding means you can understand how to draw a building. As we've been working on just this front building here, it's over $3 million, but it's just been amazing as I've watched the blueprints and how all the engineers have worked on it. Brother John, you see it every day of your life, but it's just amazing how that everything has to be in place. But you can do that with knowledge. You can do that with intelligence. You can do that with understanding. The Bible talks about these two. Go with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, we find the Bible says this in verse number 5. James 1, verse number 5. But if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, wisdom is discernment. Discernment comes from God, not from man, not from San Jose State. You can get knowledge, you can get understanding from San Jose State. You cannot get wisdom because God is the one that gives us that. Sophia is what the word wisdom is, and God gives you wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of. What about San Jose State? What about Evergreen College? What about Golden State? No, you see, knowledge, you can come to college this fall. We have many students listening right now, and you can get a lot of understanding. You can get a lot of knowledge, but it doesn't mean you have wisdom. Wisdom's the principal thing, the Bible says. Wisdom comes from the heart. Understanding comes from the head. Look what the Bible says. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of what? That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, reproacheth not, and it shall be given him. The most ignorant person in this room can be the most intelligent when he has the wisdom of God. That's why Bobby Robertson, I preach about him all the time, probably talk about him too much. But he built that great church in Walkertown, North Carolina, this building right here exactly. And Bobby Robertson pastored that church for 61 years. But I said it a couple weeks ago, he dropped out of school in eighth grade. His dad at age 39 was a preacher, and he was also worked in the bank for his livelihood. And he dropped dead of a heart attack. And he went home and he found out, and he and his two brothers got out of school. They began to work in the tobacco fields. And Bobby Robertson had no education, no training. Yet Bobby Robertson had the wisdom of God on his life. He had the touch of God. And he'd stand, and that property is just so breathtaking. And this building is so breathtaking. And he'd have all these high-powered people that sat at his feet every Sunday morning, every Sunday night. The church would run 3,700, 3,800, 3,900, 4,000. And buses went all over the place. And he just concerned himself with the poor. But God gave him the engineers and the doctors and the lawyers and the nurses and the pilots. And God gave him those people. And they sat. And he heard a man of God, he would often say the wrong tenses. He was not brilliant academically, but he had the touch of God on his life. Tonight I want to look at these two words, wisdom and understanding. Proverbs 4 verse 5 says, get wisdom. I want you to turn to Proverbs 4 because I want you to see this verse. Proverbs 4 and verse number 5. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline it from the words of thy mouth. Wisdom, verse number 7, is the principal thing. Teenager, today, you're going to go pillow your head and you'll probably be wound up. You may not sleep that well tonight, maybe you will. But you'll get up in the morning, you'll come down here and load up on those buses. Brother Fanera, these teens this week, you're going to need to be governed by wisdom. Wisdom is divine discernment. You are at a crucial time in your life. You have to make decisions based on wisdom, not on understanding. Understanding comes when you have wisdom. But you're going to need wisdom today. You're going to need wisdom to know how to treat your mother, how to treat your dad, how to treat your grandparents, how to treat your brother, your sister. You need that wisdom today. You need wisdom as you open up the Word of God. I pray it oh so many times throughout the day. Lord, give me wisdom right now. And everybody comes to my office for appointments. I always ask, we'll begin with prayer, we end with prayer. I always say, God, please give us wisdom. Give me discernment that I might know your will for this situation. God wants you to have wisdom. Wisdom's the principal thing. And all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding as well. The Bible says, you'll not marry right, teenager, and you'll need to marry one day. But you'll not marry right without wisdom. I had that wedding yesterday here. Got another one coming up in a few weeks, but that wedding yesterday, that sweet little girl that was born here, your sweet little daughter. Oh, she's such a sweet little thing. Going to be a Christian school teacher. Brother Parada down there with her assistant pastor husband, both graduates and graduate of our college. And I want to thank God for them. But the touch of God, they need it on their life. They need wisdom. You have to have wisdom. Wisdom will silence your mouth when you want to talk. In your marriage, you want to talk. Wisdom will silence your mouth. Wisdom will give you direction as you're speaking to your husband, as you're speaking to your wife. That's wisdom that comes from above. The Bible says that wisdom that comes from the heart. You know, President McKinley was our president in 1901. He was assassinated. President McKinley was a Republican. He was the one that brought in tariffs. And they said tariffs. He was the one that got, as a senator, he lost because of what they're doing in Texas right now, gerrymandering, changing the boundaries. And you could do that. It's the law. It got real quiet here there. It's the law that what they're doing in Texas right now. They did it in all these Democrat states. You could do it in a Republican state. It's just the law. You can do it. He lost his senatorial seat, but then he won two terms. He was assassinated. But as he's taking the oath of office, he added these words. And I want you to listen very carefully. They're giving him his oath. And then he said, Lord, he was a Methodist. He was a strong-willed Methodist. He would campaign for the presidency Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But he said, I'm not campaigning on Sunday. I'm going to church. And he heard old leather-lung Methodist preachers preach in the 1800s. and they preached with power. The old camp meetings came out of the Methodist church, and singing the hymns, and he knew them all. He said, I want to add something to that oath of office. And here's what he added. Lord, give me now wisdom. Amen. That I may know how to govern these great people. If you lack wisdom, ask God for wisdom. What do I do, Pastor? That's why when people call me and say, I need you to pray with me. I need a decision tomorrow morning. I always say, I can't get you an answer by tomorrow morning. It's going to take me some time. If you have a prayer request about a different job, I just can't pray and just like a genie, okay, it's the job. I got to pray about it. I got to get some information from you. I got to know who you're working for and who the boss will be in. And is that boss going to mentor you and move you forward? Is there good benefits with it? Is there traveling involved? And people call me and say, will you pray? I've got this interview tomorrow. I'll pray for the interview tomorrow, but I don't know the will of God. Wisdom says that you walk with God, that you're slow and you wait upon God. Wisdom comes from the heart. Isn't it amazing? You have, when you become of age, something that's called wisdom teeth. How many have had their, you don't maybe want to, maybe you don't want to tell me, but how many have had their wisdom teeth pulled out? Let me see. That's a fun experience, isn't it? I don't think, is this possible? I don't think I ever got wisdom. Is that possible, Brother Bill? Doctors in here, is it possible not to have wisdom? I never had them. Nobody knows. Does everybody have wisdom teeth? Okay. Go back to sleep, you that answered. I don't think I ever had wisdom teeth. My two grandsons down here, they just had 8 of them removed. But those wisdom teeth came because they're maturing in life. Wisdom teeth come not from baby teeth. You get your baby teeth, then you get your molars, then you get your eye teeth, then you get all the front teeth. And then when you get a little bit older, you get wisdom teeth. And those wisdom teeth ought to train you in the fact that I need to mature. I need to grow up. I need to become responsible. I've been studying the Zier generation, born in 1997 to 2012. How many of you were born in those years, 1997 to 2012? Let me see. Scores of Zers here. You know, they tell us that Zers don't want to work. They just don't want to work. They think 40 hours a week is too long. That means you've got 128 hours that you're just goofing off. They don't want to work 40 hours a week. They don't think they should come to the office. They're not excited about their work. I thank God that our Zers that are here today, these kids that become 14, 15, 16 get jobs. Most of these kids, most of them are paying their way to camp. $400. Used to be able to buy a new car for $400. But as you get older, you're going to have those wisdom teeth. How many down here, you have wisdom teeth? You already got them. They're already coming in. A few of you. Most of you don't have them yet, but they're going to come as you get older. And as you get older in life, God's people, you need wisdom. You need wisdom to make good decisions. I think of these, Brother Kissel, these precious college kids that are coming. They're so sweet. They're just as sweet as can be. And here we got a boy from New York, and here we got a girl from Texas. They're going to fall in love with one another. They're going to have wisdom. Is she the right one? Is she the right one? You know, John Raisley, you got the right one. You know, Cole Kahn, you got the right one, and you got Sarah. Isn't that amazing that God put you together? Thank God she's blind. But God put you together. And well, let me just check right now. The first argument, who won the first argument? Oh, she did. So there was a first argument. Was it about your mother? No, not about your mother. It was probably about your father-in-law. But you know, you kids are going to have wisdom. Don't date a girl that's a C-minus and you're an A-plus. You can't date a C-minus. A C-minus girl ought to get engaged and get married to another C-minus, but not an A-plus. You're going to have wisdom. The young man that you're going to fall in love with, is he an A-plus? A North Valley kid deserves an A-plus. Yeah. Golden State Baptist College, you're A-plus. You deserve an A-plus. Yeah. You're going to have wisdom. You're going to have wisdom. Do I go to this church or this church? What's the wisdom? That comes from the heart. Turn with me, if you will, please, tonight to James chapter 3. I think I'll be done. James chapter 3. As you turn to James chapter 3, I read the account of a 10-year-old boy. His Uncle John said, Tommy, you're 10. Do you have a girl? The girl that was sweet on him, 10-year-old, was over by the fence. And he goes, yuck, I don't have a girl. No, I don't have a girl. And that little girl said with wisdom, they're always the last to know, aren't they? She knew she had her claws out for him. James 3, verse 17. The wisdom that's from above is first pure. When you get God's wisdom, you get pure wisdom. Secondly, it's peaceable. Thirdly, it's gentle. Fourth, it's easy to be entreated. You can approach your mate with problems and difficulties. Full of mercy, pity, and good fruits. Without partiality, without hypocrisy, number 8. But the fruit of the righteous is sown in peace of them that make peace. Understanding, watch it now, is intelligence. You can get understanding. The world can get understanding. Understanding is good. Every child of God ought to have understanding. But the principal thing that you want to get is wisdom. And with wisdom comes alongside that is that understanding. Wisdom comes from the head. Understanding comes from the head. But wisdom comes from the heart. God wants to lead your life this week. Let Him lead you with wisdom. Know when to shut your mouth and when to open your mouth. Know when to speak and when not to speak.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.